Hey, everybody. It's a beautiful Tuesday, January 25th. It's National Opposite Day, and it's time for The Wise Guys and Girls, sponsored by Future Shock. Still defunct. All out of Intellivision game consoles, but we have plenty of ColecoVisions. Well, as always, let's start with Tamik and the weather.
All right, everyone. So, thank goodness, yesterday was not like last Monday. We did have a little bit of snow, but it was nowhere near the snowpocalypse that we had last week. And today is a beautiful, bright, shiny day as I'm looking out. It is a little bit cold. We are going to have a high of minus 6 and a low of minus 16. But you know what? The sun will actually help to warm you up. So tomorrow we're going to see some sun as well, but it will be slightly colder. So take advantage of today. Go outside, bundle up, and get some of that vitamin D to give you some energy for the rest of the week. And that is today's weather. I'm glad I brought the sunshine today.
Oh, I'm feeling it. Yeah. Well, it is Day Opposite National, which celebrates a fun day of switcheroos. What better way than to not celebrate? We don't really mean that. Or do we? Good morning, or is it good evening? Hello, or goodbye. I'm cold, I'm hot, you decide. Maybe we should have dinner for breakfast and breakfast for dinner. Here's some fun opposites. Firefly, waterfall. Microwave, tsunami, noodles, dreidels. Let to ruminate on that one for a little bit. Bologna, above me, isolate, you so early. It reminds me of a lost hiker who's on one side of a raging river when he sees a Buddhist monk on the other side. There are no bridges, there is no boat. He shouts out to the monk on the opposite bank, "How do I get to the other side?" The Buddhist monk shouts back, "You are on the other side." Let's move on. It's time for Venturo.
Hey guys, you know what? Today I decided to go with a beautiful lady, and she has a beautiful voice. She was part of what we call the I3s, and the I3s were the backup singers to the great Bob Marley, right? And today I'm talking about none other than the one Marcia Griffiths. And today's song is Land of Love, right? So I want you to just close your eyes and just forget about everything that's happening now. And let's go back into the land of love. So come, let us go to the land of love, where the love light shines so bright above. We will be so happy and free. All your pain will let you be. You're gonna find that love is real by the feeling you feel. In that land where the people are free, life will be better for you and me. We won't find a true happiness appear, but come with me and have no fear. We're gonna find that love is free. Such beautiful lyrics, right? That's the opposite for reality today, where it's COVID and more COVID and more COVID. So put the song on and play it and just imagine that you're in this glorious land of love. That's Land of Love by Marcia Griffiths. That's it from Tunes with Venturo.
Beautiful. I thought you would have gone with something like Opposites Attract by Paul Abdul. Opposite Day. But Venturo will be available, I think, for Valentine's Day. You can get him at Venti Prince.
The CAE Poet Laureate.
Well, it's now time for Adventures Ball, sponsored by Kmart. Kmart was always an adventure, so this is a perfect product placement. Paul, what have you got for us today?
Well, I was thinking about tech tips and then opposites of, in other words, what you would do intuitively, but you should do the exact opposite. So, like, I'm thinking about devices being charged, you know. In order to keep your devices charged, it would make sense that you plug them in. My tip is don't, because usually it means one of your children or your spouse takes your charger and then you never find it again. So my tech tip is, if you've got a charger, hide it in a pair of underwear in your top drawer, because they never look there. Secondly, make it so unappealing that they definitely would never want to claim it as their own. So like, put little heart stickers all over it. Unless, of course, it's Ventura's daughter, then she'll definitely gravitate to it. But, you know, take ugly markers and the likes and really mark it up, chip it away, you know, cut a bit off somewhere, make sure it's really unappealing. And then when all else fails, realize that you've protected this charger, but your Bluetooth takes a completely different connector. So you're still out of luck.
I've tried that, man. I've tried that. And I'm walking around looking for the charger. I go into my kid's room, and she has all the chargers at the side of her bed, some under her bed, some on top of the bed. I said, why are you hoarding chargers here? Right? So she has the two computer chargers plus two phone chargers. It's crazy.
Well, the other thing is use a zip tie and attach to something immovable. That's the other strategic tip.
Actually, the other pro tip is just make sure that you remove the charging device from your underwear before you put them on.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Otherwise, you get bulges where you don't want them.
I don't know. You hadn't yet underwear.
Mark forgot we're recording.
No. But honestly, I used this from my vast years of being a teacher. Years ago, we used to insist that students had the washroom pass, you know, as they walked down the hall, just to prove that they were going somewhere with purpose. But it would always go missing until the time that I got a big piece of plywood and they had to walk down like it was like carrying this gigantic piece of hardware at Home Depot down the hall. So the only thing is everybody knew they were going to the washroom because they were carrying this gigantic 2x4 down the... Anyway, that one never went missing. And so that's my tech tip, is think of something like that, that you marry the device to so that it just does not go into your daughter's room.
And you definitely want to remove that before putting on your underwear.
Yep.
I think the only thing larger than the hallway pass was the thing they attached to a gas station washroom key.
Oh, yeah.
The spare tire.
It always included duct tape.
Tire rim.
It always included duct tape.
Where are your gloves going in, folks?
I don't know. Would you really want to be touching that? That's what I kept thinking.
Not at this time.
Not even with your hands.
See, I figured at least the plywood, you could lean it up against something while you went to the washroom so you wouldn't carry it in with you.
Yeah.
You know, there's...
Oh, boy.
Well, on that, it's Tuesday. Time for Tuesday's trivia. Sir, what have you got for us today?
Well, you know, 79% of people don't know the opposite words of each of the following. Always, coming, from, take me down.
Mile with Tunes with Venturo. What is that? Shout out to a one-hit wonder.
You have been Rick Astley'd.
Oh!
All right, maybe.
See, that would, you should have said, please have a paper and pen handy as I go through this.
It's my first time doing a Tuesday's trivia. I'll learn for next time and a year hence.
Well, I was just pleased that you tracked the stats on that one.
Learn from the master.
Well, that's it for us. Thanks to our fans and friends and odds and ends for listening. Have a great Tuesday, everyone. We are the Wise Girls and Guy, leaving you smarter and happier, if not a little more confused than yesterday.